When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League final in Istanbul, you feel like this. Get the taste of champions, brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's. Only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit ctasteofchampions.com for details.
In the drawing room, a group of suspects gathered. The detective has solved the mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the butler did it.
You'll never catch me.
The butler darted to his getaway car. But what he didn't know is this is a Nissan sales event ad.
Wait, what?
And his car is no match for the detective's Nissan Rogue or its standard VC turbo engine. Save on one of your own at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event.
Now get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models. Availability is limited. For well-qualified buyers, 0% APR financing for 36 months available on new 2023 Altima, Rogue, and Pathfinder when financed through NMAC. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. 36 months financing at $27.78 per month per thousand financed. Actual down payment may vary, subject to residency restrictions and NMAC credit approval. Not all buyers qualify. Dealer contribution may affect actual price set by dealer. Contact dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/23.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The Signal Storm Podcast.
Well, my friends, this is the place where you're going to be able to get exclusive content from me, your liberty-loving Latino, because on the Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV, we are on vacation. And so this will be the place, this will be the destination throughout the week to get exclusive content that you're only going to be able to find, new content that is in a program presentation. Now, there will be some moments where I'm going to be able to update Getter, update Rumble, and just kind of let you know what I'm doing on vacation, maybe some thoughts of some headlines that come down that I want to weigh in on. But as far as a program format is concerned, this is going to be it on the Salcedo Storm podcast for the next week. All right. So make sure if you're in a circle of folks who watch the Chris Salcedo shows, a circle of, now for those of you who are regular devotees to the Salcedo Storm podcast, things are not going to change for you. If this is how you get your news and information, or this is how you get your commentary, nothing's going to change for you. However, if you're on Newsmax or you're on The Voice of Texas, this is going to be it for the coming week. So I'm hoping you will make this appointment listening for the coming days, and we will start this week off as we always do with the show behind the show and our buddy Sean Chastain on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Okay, my friends, time for the show behind the show, a shortened version today. This is the first offering in our vacation offering on the Salcedo Storm podcast. The only place you're going to be able to find exclusive content, because the Salcedo shows are on vacation. Here to help me with this, my buddy and yours, Sean Chastain. Hey, man.
Vacation, huh?
Yeah,
nice.
I know. It's been known to happen every once in a while.
Yeah, good for you, pal.
So look, before I get, I'm going to start off today because I want to give you time to figure out what you're going to be offering. But it's just one of these discussions that I got into with my family. And this is, you and I got into similar conversations off the air because, folks, what you got to know about my buddy Sean is he's always, and this is legitimate, he is worried about my health because I internalize a lot of stuff. And I've been, part of the reason I get out there on radio and I'm so passionate about things is it is a bit of an outlet for me. I see injustices and I like to articulate it and it helps me. It's basically talk things out. I perform two services. I relieve some things off my chest and then I'm also informing the folks. I got into this discussion with my family about all the crazy crap that's going on, about where I think it's leading, about the dangers to the United States. And inevitably, mostly from the females in my family, I get this pushback like, oh my gosh, I can't handle it. They don't want to think about this stuff. And I don't know if it's a difference between males and females or if it's personality types. So I just wanted to bounce this off of you, Sean, because, and I don't want to get into all the subject matter that I was talking about because that's not really the point. The point is the folks, are you the kind of person that would like to know what's going on so maybe you can try to do something about it? Or are you the kind of person that says, you know what, if they're going to drop the bomb, drop it on my house so I'm the first to be incinerated, I just don't want to know?
Right. First of all, going back to your premise, is it a guy thing versus a girl thing?
Right.
I think men are just inherently the protectors, you know? That's kind of been our role traditionally. And so we kind of generally want to know just to be able to protect the homestead. I think that's probably universal. Now, that being said, I'm a news hound, so I'm pretty well caught up on what's going on around the world.
Right.
But where I'm different from you is I don't care about most of it because there's so little I can do about any of it. So, yeah, I guess I kind of want to know just because, for all of my adult life, basically, I've had to read the news for work. And so, I know what's going on. But generally speaking, man, I'm kind of a head in the sand kind of guy. I don't really want to know, again, because there's just so little I can do about it. Now, there is preparedness. You can buy the MREs. You can buy the, you know, thousands of gallons of water. You can arm up. You can do all that stuff just to be prepared. If society totally goes to hell, those are the kind of people that are probably going to survive. But I don't know if I want to live in that zombie land that would become. If there was some EMP dropped and
if it hits the fan, and everything just
went to hell. I don't know. I'm going to be the first one eaten because I'm well marbled. So.
Well, that's a description that I could have done without. But so, yeah, I think there's something to your observation about the difference between men and women. As you're right, men have this instinct to protect. To know the sheepdog type mentality. So I think there's something to that.
And that's not to say anything negative about women, that they're weaker or anything like that or need the protection. It's just something that's in us forever.
Right.
Since there's been man.
And there should be, and that's why that's the yin and the yang concept, you know? You've got man and woman. balancing things out and together as a family unit being the basis for Western civilization.
The hunter-gatherer, the silent and the talkative, you know, that's been the way it's been since man has existed.
Yeah. So on this idea that you don't care because there's not much you can do, let me offer a quote. Let me offer a quote from Ronald Reagan. I don't believe in a fate that will fall on us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall on us if we do nothing. So what I've been pushing back on, and this is what wouldn't call it an argument, but some raised voices was, you know, if everybody adopts the mentality, there's nothing I can do about it, then guess what? There's nothing you're going to do about it. But if everybody adopts the mentality that, hey, we've all got an obligation to do something about it, then things can get done, right?
Right. But realistically, about the only thing we can do outside of being, you know, preparing our houses for, you know, for the worst is vote and support candidates we think are going to be the ones that won't get us into this mess. And so, you know, what do we get that opportunity? Once a year, twice a year, you know, local elections, stuff like that. But so, you know, that's I can't stop China. I can't stop everybody from buying Chinese goods. I can't stop the Biden administration from ripping up oil leases here in Texas. You know, I can't do any of that. The only thing I can do is next time the presidential election comes around, vote for the guy that I think will change all that. So
you remember Grant Stinchfield, right? Our buddy Grant Stinchfield.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Now, Grant Stinchfield on the whole, I can't stop, you know, Americans from buying China products. He has got a whole campaign he's doing online, buy American. And it's,
sure.
He is one man. Granted, he's one man in media and he has a large social media following, but we've all, what do they say? You've got your own personal sphere of like 400 people, right? And if you set that in that sphere, let's just say 25 people in your sphere of 400 go, you know what, Sean? I'm with you. I'm going to start buying. I'm not going to be buying China. Then you've made a difference.
That's all well and good. Yeah. Of course you have.
Yeah.
But then reality sets in. One, it's real tough to buy American. And two, if you do buy American, you're going to spend a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And not everybody's in that position to do that. So, you know, I mean, yeah, you can preach it all day long and, I mean, you know, there's a million country songs out there talking about buying American and you know, I'm all for it and I'll do my part when I can. I don't buy that much stuff. The stuff I do buy is generally made in America because it's antique or something like that, you know. But like we talked about a few weeks ago, you know, my love of buying tools is like your love of buying action figures. And
that's not true.
Neither one of those things you're going to be able to buy American real cheaply.
True. True enough.
So,
well,
you know, it's, I mean, so, yeah, we can do all that. Yes, that's a change we can try to make in ourselves. We can encourage others to try to change like that. But the reality is, not much is going to change, and you're still going to have an Amazon truck on your street 9 times a day.
Well, that was the
Chinese crap.
That was the philosophical discussion that we had gotten into. I wanted you to weigh in on. How about you? Anything? Any deep thoughts you've been contemplating lately?
No, just going back to that real quick. That, you know, I've talked about how many times I feel apathy just setting in. Because it seems like there's just one party in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really frustrating.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We've talked about many times, or at least I have, that if anybody on the right reaches across the aisle, they ought to have their hand lopped off like an Iranian pickpocket. that there is nothing the left can offer that needs to be agreed with. Nothing.
True.
And everybody says, well, then you get a stalemate and nothing gets done. And I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, I'd prefer that.
Because all Congress can do is take away rights we already have right now and spend our money. So if they don't do a damn thing, fine with me.
Exactly. I would prefer doing nothing over what they've been doing, over this.
Yeah.
Because basically what it boils down to, and you're right, it boils down to, oh, we're not grownups anymore. We can't agree on what we need to spend money on, so we'll spend it on everything. Yeah. And it's the most childlike way to run a government. And no, I'm with you, man.
Apathy with me, as far as the politics goes, can set in real easy. But I'll drag my fat ass out and vote every time I can, because that's the only real thing I can do. Obviously I can support candidates. I can, you know, make calls or knock on doors and stuff like that, but I'm way too lazy for any of that stuff.
No truer words. You know, in the last couple of weeks there, as you know, there have been all manner of conspiracy theories that have been proven true.
Right.
The lab leak theory, for example. There's been another one that's not been getting a lot of attention, which is Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, who did not kill himself. We all know.
Yeah.
I
do not believe that for a second.
I don't believe he killed himself. Nobody does. Nobody believes.
I do. I believe he killed himself.
Stop it. You really can't. No.
Absolutely.
The cameras just happened to go off. The guards just happened to tune out just at the right time.
Right.
And he just happened to get his hands on things that no other prisoner got their hands on.
Occam's razor, man. Okay. Occam's razor.
Okay.
The simplest solution is probably the right one.
Right. Which is,
he killed himself.
No.
He couldn't stand being in prison.
Okay. Whatever. So, aside from that, people have been wanting to know what this list of attendees at his pedophile island were.
Right.
Who's on that list? So, Aaron Rodgers sits down. He's the quarterback. I think he's still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I'm not sure if he's retired yet. Anyway, he gets on some sports show and he's talking with these guys and he starts talking about this list being released. And he gets the attention of Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy Kimmel calls him a tinfoil hat conspiracy guy for wanting to know what this list is. So it's like, well, first off, we know that Epstein entertained, so to speak, a lot of influential people on that pedophile island of his. So it's not that the list the list may not exist in solid form, but we know a bunch of people visited there, okay? There was a log somewhere. So it's not tinfoil hat to talk about the possibility of an existence of a list of people who attended. Now, whether or not it's going to be released or not, we don't know. So after Kimmel goes on his rant, there's a guy who is one of Aaron Rodgers' teammates, his name is David Bakhtiari, and he jumps on Twitter and says, tell me you're on the Jeffrey Epstein client list without telling me you're on the Jeffrey Epstein client list to Kimmel. And that was his tweet. Because there's a lot of speculation about there who's on this list, but I thought that was pretty funny of Bakhtiari to do as a way to shut up this comedian. What is your take on the whole thing?
If there is such a list, and I believe there is one, I think there's a whole lot of real rich people about to mess themselves if that ever got out. From both sides of the aisle, I think it's going to be pretty ugly. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm always anxious to hear those things come out, you know, because I know I'm not on it, so I don't really care. But, you know, it'd be fun to see the drama and the chaos and all of that that goes down, and you know, and maybe some of our heroes are on that list and might raise an eyebrow or two. So I don't know.
You know, and I think I like your observation. I know I'm not on the list, so I can't wait for it to come out.
really won't affect me one way or the other.
Very good.
You know, maybe it'll cost me a senator or something. I don't know, but
well, as long as it's the right one.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't mind that at all. No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
saying he's on anybody's list. But.
Yes. Well, he's on my list. John Cornyn is definitely on my list, but just not that one that we know of. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you very much for the visit. Thanks for the conversation, as always. Appreciate it.
All right. Go enjoy vacation.
I think I'm going to do that. All right, my friends, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Again, want to reiterate, this is going to be the only original content in program form that we're going to be putting out. Again, monitor Rumble, monitor Getter, and you'll be able to find out what's on my mind throughout the upcoming week of vacation from the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV and from Newsmax. Also, folks, make sure you check in throughout the week with Texas Scorecard. TexasScorecard.com. They have the latest and the greatest information that is pertinent to you in the great state of Texas. And if it's big in Texas, it means it's going to be relevant to you folks outside of our great state. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.